Wrote My Way Out, written by Shelley Bell, read by Raven. Summary. It's way easier to put your feelings on paper than to deal with them out loud. Or, five poems Nursey writes about Dex and the moment Dex finds them. 1. When you visit the Dead Sea, they warn you, beware, the water can be severely painful in open wounds. It is a wonder, and yet sharp. Even a shaving nick, they say, when touched, can set the nerves to screaming. I didn't know how exposed I was until I stepped into your waves. 2. I've always said that I'm a pacifist, but sometimes anger gets shit done. I might have to revise my stance on violence. Today you hit a man for me. And darling, my lungs forgot the trick to breathing. I wanted so badly to steal the air from yours, through your lips. 3. I asked my mother once, what is it like to fall in love? She told me, sweetheart, it's the first breath of air when you've been underwater. When your lungs open up and you think, oh yes, yes, finally here. With you, it was different. I fell for you like losing a wrestling match, grappling, struggling, clasping, wishing to sink my teeth into your skin, but God, it breaks all the rules. And the inevitable pin. I would tell you that you disarm me. But love, I think you'd just start a fight about nuclear war. 4. Yes, I know that I could write you in all the colors of fall, spell out the ways that summer sun fades to autumn afternoon across your skin, all the ways that you are not bright August sunburns, but you are pale October mornings, crisp with the chance of storms in the air. But I didn't fall for you for the shades of the seasons on your body. No, I fell when I realized you'd laugh if you ever knew I'd said I'd fall for you. When I compared you to autumn, the moment I realized that asshole had become sweetheart on my lips. 5. Breathing has never been my luxury. Air has caught in my throat more times than I can count. The moment of constriction, before impact, before terror, before death, I think, sometimes, but I've never dared wonder too hard, is as familiar to me as a hypnic jerk, which is to say, I know it, but it chokes me every time. Today, you pushed my hand against your chest. Breathe with me, you told me, like it was the simplest thing. Sweetheart. How do I tell you that you are the reason my mind tells my lungs it would be better, easier to suffocate than to let myself think, what if, what if, what? Dex doesn't mean to find them. Their shared room isn't all that big, and it's not rare for their stuff to get mixed together on the floor or on the desk, especially on the desk, since they only had space for one. They'd made a schedule for it when they first moved in, but Nursey uses it so rarely for actual homework that it's really mostly Dex's, save for the amount of Nursey's junk that finds its way into it. Still, just because their textbooks and notebooks get mixed up doesn't mean Dex goes into Nursey's stuff. It's straight up snooping, first of all, which is a dick move, but it's also just not how he wants to get inside Nursey's head. Because he does want to, so badly it aches. The wanting had crept up on him, slow and building like a rising tide. Dex is a strong swimmer, has to be. He works on boats all summer. He wouldn't dare otherwise, but Nursey has pulled him in like a fucking riptide. There's always been something magnetic between them. Their chemistry on the ice drawing them close and their clashing personalities keeping them at arm's length. But their natural state is to twist to whatever position will let their polarized edges snap together. He feels Nursey's presence at his side like his own body when he's there, misses him like a phantom limb when they're apart. So when one of Nursey's many notebooks, bound in supple black leather, the pages crinkled with how hard the ink has been pressed to the paper, falls off the desk as Dex pulls his comp linguistics book out from underneath a stack and lands open on the floor, he looks. The poems take his breath away. He hasn't read a poem since AP English his senior year of high school, and he knows how to read poetry, how to look for meaning and metaphor, but these aren't like the old poems he reads in class. Odes to pottery and the English countryside and sonnet after sonnet to an unnamed lover. These have a sort of raw, unpolished emotion to them that makes his skin tingle, that makes him feel more like he's reading a diary than a piece of art. They're clearly drafts, not edited or intended for school. Lines crossed out and the occasional self-critical note scribbled beside them, but they are beautiful. And, he realizes slowly, tracing his fingertips over a line of ink, I didn't know how exposed I was. Nursey's in love. It hits him like a knife to the chest and he feels like an idiot for it. Of course Nursey's in love. Nursey talks all the time about how he's the worst kind of fucking romantic, Poindexter, flopping down onto the couch to wax poetic about the barista whose hand lingered against his at Annie's, or the guy in his diaspora poetry class who sits next to the window, and the way the light hits his eyes, Dex, it's fucking unfair. Nursey is always in love. Dex is used to Nursey in love. But this is a different kind of emotion. This is exposed, to use Nursey's word, open and bleeding and not chill. It's not wrapped in loose limbs and easy smirks and drawling laughs. It's hurting and honest, and Dex traces a letter with a shaking hand, trying to think of the word, and all he can come up with is brave. And he keeps reading, even though he shouldn't, because he wants to know, wants to figure out who captured Nursey's fleeting gaze so deeply, who took him from laughing crushes on classmates to this, to words that feel so raw it's like they were dragged from his pen, kicking and screaming. Once, watching Nursey curled up in the corner of his bed, a notebook propped on his knees, his pen scratching almost desperately, Dex had commented without thinking, "Do you always write like that?" Nursey had looked up slowly, like a man emerging from a daze. Nursey had looked up slowly, like a man emerging from a daze. Like what? Like, Dex waved his own pencil around. He wasn't getting anywhere on his calc homework, anyway. Like it would hurt you if you stopped. Nursey looked down at his notebook, and then up at Dex again. His eyes were strange as they had settled on his face, his gaze penetrating, and Dex had almost wanted to put his calc book down between them, some kind of shield, as if to keep Nursey from looking straight into his soul. It's not that it hurts to stop, he'd said finally. It's just, if the words don't get on the page, I might drown in them, you know? They have to go somewhere. He'd laughed then, like he said something embarrassing. I guess that doesn't make sense. You're beautiful when you talk like this, Dex had thought, and then bitten his tongue. It doesn't have to make sense to me, he said instead, and Nursey's smile, before he ducked his head back down to the notebook, had kept him warm for the rest of the night. Dex reads, and keeps reading, and if it had felt like drowning to write the words, it feels like suffocating to read them. And then, the moment I realized that asshole had become sweetheart on my lips. It clicks. He sucks in a breath. The door to their room opens and he snaps his head up. Nursey stares at him. Dex sees the instant he recognizes the notebook in Dex's hands. His face goes gray and his shoulders stiffen, his fingers going tight on the strap of his backpack. Dex, he says, and his voice is a croak, hoarse. It's a breath away from the way it had broken before the panic attack Dex had had to talk him out of in the bathroom 2 weeks ago. And a flare of worry cuts through Dex's veins. He puts the book down and gets to his feet. Nursey takes a half step back as Dex rises, like he's afraid. And God, that's so much worse than anger, than frustration, than fake chill, than anything else he could possibly do. Dex, he says again. Dex, I can explain. Dex moves on autopilot, reaching for him. He should be terrified right now, he thinks. He's never done this before, but he's never, ever been sure. Gently, he cups Nursey's face in his hands. Hey, he says. His hands aren't shaking, but his voice is. Nursey stares at him, eyes wide, but he doesn't pull away. He falters, unsure what to say next, and then just... He huffs out a sigh and leans forward, resting his forehead against Nursey's. Hi, asshole, he says. Nursey goes still, and then he shudders, and then he laughs, and it's like the breaking of a dam. You motherfucker, he says, and lifts his face and grabs Dex by the shirt, dragging him in for a kiss. The word tastes like darling on his tongue. The end. Thank you for listening.